We're going to start this morning by discussing changes to the state's nursing home scheme, which aim to reduce the financial burden on farmers, moves which some say are long overdue. They were signed off on by Cabinet earlier this week, this amendments to the Fair Deal scheme. Aisling Meehan is on the line first of all. She's a farmer herself, but also an agricultural solicitor based in Six Mile Bridge. Good morning, Aisling.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. What do these changes mean?
I think first, Gavin, if it's okay, I'll just give a brief just overview of what how the Fair Deal scheme works, because I think it kind of puts it into context. When you think about it, a nursing home care costs between 12 and 1500 euros per week, so it is very few people that can actually afford to pay that. So that's what the Fair Deal scheme is designed to provide for. It's to make a financial contribution towards a person's nursing home care. Okay, so a person applies for the Fair Deal scheme, and then the HSE says, okay, you pay what you can afford to pay, and then we'll make up the difference. But they decide what you can afford to pay, and they take into account 80% of your assessable income and 7.5% of the value of all your assets, including your house, the farm, etc. So they can disregard the first 36,000 or 72,000 in the case of a couple, and other than that, everything is taken into account. So they have a formula, okay, and so then based, we'll say on the formula, they say, right, we reckon you can pay 600 euros per week, and then we'll pay the other 600 euros per week. But say the farmer says, well, Jesus, I don't have 600 euros per week. I'm just on the state pension. Say it's 200 euros per week. Well, then they say, right, well, we'll make up the other 400 euros per week, but we're giving that to you as a loan, which we're going to charge against your property. And so that at the end of the nursing home care, that money, that 400 euros per week, is due back to us, either from your estate, or if you're not able to pay it back, their estate, whoever is going to inherit the property,
yes,
well, then we have the option of selling the property and getting back our money. So that's, we'll say, so the thing is, we'll say that farm assets can be taken into account every year. So the result of that is that, A, either the farm, we'll say, the people don't qualify for the Fair Deal scheme because their assets are so valuable that they just don't qualify, so that they have to find the 1,500 euros a week themselves.
Yeah.
Or the other alternative is that there can be a large charge on the property.
Yes.
Which means that the successor, there could be a son or a daughter working at home on the farm all their life, but because the farm is still in the mother and father's name, that there mightn't be any farm left for them.
And either way, that's very expensive. And it was also the case, or it is, I think, still also the case, that for farms that have been transferred in recent years, that doesn't put them beyond the reach of the Fair Deal scheme.
Exactly, Gavin. And we'll say assets that have been transferred in the previous 5 years can be taken into account for the Fair Deal scheme. So it's not until 5 years have passed that you're safe.
Yeah.
From assets being taken into account.
Very stressful. We know the attachment that people and farmers have to the land and to the place where the generations before them have worked. But obviously financially, one can see very quickly how these bills would mount.
Huge, huge. And I suppose that's why the long-awaited changes have been there. I mean, this is promised since 2015, and we still haven't got it. You know, the legislation has still to clear both houses of the Oireachtas. But just another point that I'd like to make, because what this change brings about is that it caps the assets after 3 years, we'll say the farm or small business assets. So at the moment, there is a concession there under the Fair Deal scheme. This is currently there, despite the new changes that are coming in, that the farm would only be taken into account for 3 years where a person has suffered a sudden illness, such as a stroke or a heart attack or something, and they need nursing home care. And basically, they were farming up to the point that they fell ill, and they have somebody that's going to take over the running of the farm, i.e. a successor. Okay, but obviously that's a very limited concession, because it requires a person to have a sudden illness.
Yes.
So things like, you know, if a person's health was gradually declining, well then they can't avail of that 3-year cap on the farm assets. So the new rule change that is due to come in provides that it doesn't necessarily apply just to a sudden illness, that it provides that the farm assets will be capped after 3 years where a person had been farming up to the point they needed the nursing home care, and where a successor says that they'll come and will say basically take on the farm and run it as a going concern for 5 years. So you know, there's obviously shortcomings to that in itself. I suppose I deal exclusively with farmers, you know, and typically they don't want to risk 1% of the value of the farm, never mind 22.5% of the value of the farm.
And is that
so even with these changes that are coming in, there's still a risk of 22.5% of the value of the farm being taken into account for the fair deal. Coupled with the fact that the average stay of a person in a nursing home care, I understand, is just over 3 years.
So in other words, it's quite a possibility that nearly a quarter of the farm could be sought in the way that you have described. In your eyes, then, I mean, look, at the same time, there is an element of, you know, people have to pay their way or pay the way of their loved ones. Does this concession go far enough? What do you think, or what do you think many people will think?
It's welcome, but I think further changes are needed. And like, I suppose it's a balancing as well of policy. You know, from one perspective, like, I deal with the Department of Agriculture, Department of Finance, and the policy at a national level is very much that they want to get farms into the hands of the younger generation. So actually, the way the rules are set up under the Fair Deal, it is actually achieving that. Like, I would work a lot with family farms in terms of succession planning. And it is a big fear and a big risk for parents. And it often is the triggering factor which means that they say, yeah, no, I want the farm out of my name. I want it into the next generation because they have that fear there. Like, they're obviously, the tax legislation is set up in such a way as well that, you know, it's kind of a carrot and a stick. If you transfer the farm by certain age limits, that young farmers can qualify for certain relief, such as stamp duty, etc. So on one hand, I think there is, I think we need to be conscious of that there is a balancing there between trying to get land into the hands of younger farmers, because I suppose we know that the age profile of landowners is much higher than the European average, versus, I suppose, then, you know, land being held by elderly people. And they would say that that's not perhaps the most productive use. But there's a gradual shift there to farm partnerships, etc., and they can see a gradual shift in ownership and management. Because, like, we have to acknowledge as well, it's a huge step to take to transfer, to entrust ownership of a farm to the next generation.
Of course.
You know, it can't be taken lightly, and the parents have to be very comfortable with that decision.
Two things quickly to finish. Firstly, as you have rightly pointed out, while Cabinet has signed off on this, these changes still have a way to go. They're not in place yet. But with regards to what this means for families listening in this morning, I presume the advice would be to seek advice and to put your affairs in order.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I suppose for people that might find themselves where they would say they have a parent or there's somebody in nursing home care at the moment, they're saying they're not necessarily going to apply it retrospectively. So if somebody has been in nursing home care for more than 3 years, it's not necessarily going to be capped going backwards. But for people that haven't hit the 3 year period yet, that it should potentially be capped. But again, it's limited. You know, I suppose there's more and more cases of family farms where maybe kids are working off farm where land is leased out, and again, there's tax exemptions around that. So this concession wouldn't apply in that situation where maybe land is leased out.
Sure.
It applies only in situations where the farm was actively farmed by the person needing nursing home care, and it's going to continue to be farmed for at least 6 years from that point.
And just a final one, I know farming is your area of expertise, but there's other assets, businesses, etc. Are they impacted by the Fair Deal scheme as it is or as it may change?
Yes, they are. And this I suppose this concession is also designed to include small family businesses as well.
And that's
which is only fair.
And that's just to broaden it out. This isn't just a farming community matter. Aisling, appreciate the explainer this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Gavin.
Take care. Slán leat, all the very best. Aisling Meehan there in Six Mile Bridge. What do farmers representative groups make of this? Geraldine O'Connell is on the line. She is the Clare representative on the IFA's Farm, Family and Social Affairs Committee. Martin McMahon of the ICMSA is here as well. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thanks very much,
Gavin,
for joining us. Geraldine, this concession has been sought for many years now. Does it go far enough?
Well, it's a good day for Irish farmers and small businesses, and it's a great step in the right direction. But I just say there has to be caution until the bill is published for a start in a few weeks' time.
In other words,
now,
this is a good start, but it's only a start. This is a start, but only a start.
Well, I think, like Aisling, I just listened to Aisling there, and she's right. The rented land isn't included in this. So I think we have our toe in the door, so to speak, and now we'll be able to maybe have amendments from going forward.
Okay.
But at least we are starting from a good place, you know. And a lot of lobbying and protests and health committee meetings, thanks to the IFA, have been done for 8 years, Gavin, to make this happen. And that is to stop maybe potentially small business farmers and small businesses having to sell maybe land to pay for nursing home care.
Yeah, and as we've just heard, that's an important one for a lot of people. Martin McMahon, your thoughts. Do you agree that this is a good day, perhaps in a qualified sense?
Well, first, Gavin, I suppose we welcome what has happened, but it's not good enough. I have protested, I have lobbied all my life since I started in ICMSA to have this changed, and it's only now the politicians are beginning to recognise that land is a tool by which a farmer makes his living.
Yeah.
And to think that if he needs a nursing home, that the next, and if he's lucky to have somebody to take over the farm as a successor, to think that, and as Ashley Meehan has pointed out and given a very good explanation of the whole thing, it could cost 60,000 or 70,000 or 80,000 per year. Nobody taking over a farm can actually afford to pay that much for a fair deal scheme. It's something that just cannot be afforded, especially on a farm where the successor is only starting to take it over, has to pay his taxes to take over his farm. And in some of those cases, the farmer who is actually going to the nursing home may have purchased extra land in his lifetime in order to make it a viable tool going forward to make a living for the next generation. So I think it's penalising the people who are actually taking over the farm and penalising people who are needing nursing home.
So to be clear, the farm, as you say, it's a productive asset. It's how somebody makes their living. So are you saying that should be put completely beyond the reach of the state?
Definitely, Gavin. I think that everybody should be taken equally. And I think that, you know, when people get to a stage, and in most cases, farmers are working into their 80s and into their 90s, we know people who are still farming land. They don't need a nursing home for too long because they don't retire at an early age and they don't.
But look, that can vary, but from person to person. And do you not think that there's an inherent fairness that people are expected to pay something towards nursing home care?
Well, you see, Gavin, the income, as you know, farmers work the 7 days of the week, and out of that they make a very small income. And because of that, the person taking over, they're the people who are going to have to carry the cost of this. And they can't afford it. In most cases, they have a young family, they're struggling to make a living, and they're trying to run a farm, rear a family, and if they have to turn around and pay for a nursing home, it's just not there.
And I respect that, but if they don't pay for it, then everybody else has to through taxation.
Well, I suppose, you know, an awful lot of people who work in factories and various things, I suppose everybody should be taken on the same level.
Mm.
And if that was done, I think that farmers would be in a better position they would be in a better position to go into nursing home. In a lot of the cases, they dread the thoughts of having to go to nursing home.
Geraldine, in the IFA, you haven't pushed for the farm to be put completely beyond the reach of the state. Everybody would like that, but your lobbying efforts, I don't think, have focused on that exactly.
We have tried, and proposals were sent in, but it was stopping at the rented out land.
Okay.
That couldn't be included at present. So that's why I say we need further lobbying and amendments going forward.
But what I mean is that there's a cap on the amount of land that can, or the portion of the value of land as opposed to the amount of actual acreage. There's a cap on that that's now being put in place, but you haven't looked for that to be zero.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Everybody
no.
would like it. I appreciate it.
Yes, exactly.
And look at, you know, that's understandable. I suppose where your efforts now lie going forward will be trying to get the amendments beyond the rented land. Are there other changes that are badly needed in your eyes?
Well, the heads of bill appeared in June of 2019. And within that, there were restrictive areas in the small print in that it was confined, you had to work the land for, though the person taking over the land would have to work it for 6 years.
Yes, yes.
And there was other little smaller details that may put farmers off from even applying. So, you know, it's not all clear, you know, and for the farm, pro-farmer, okay. But at least it's going a good step in the right direction. Also, it's punitive in that if the person taking over the land doesn't stay for 6 years, the money has to be paid back.
Yes, I understand. You know? Yeah.
So now another thing I would say, Gavin, is that to get advice before you look for the or before you get the application or you know
yeah,
from
absolutely,
maybe
absolutely.
Asking or yeah. And there is a free phone number from HSE for it that will give you advice that if you were there, and I think Aisling mentioned it, if you're maybe 2 years into the nursing home, it's not retrospective payment, and also if the person has maybe 4 years done, it wouldn't be, you know, possible yeah. to, you'd be better off reapplying after a while.
Okay, well, again, look, at when I always say that when you're talking in particular about money and, you know, a lot of money, to get independent advice is very important. Martin, just a final word to yourself. I appreciate your point that you'd like more concessions, but as Geraldine described it, there's a toe in the door here and what's proposed is at least better, maybe doesn't go far enough, but it's at least better in many people's eyes than what's there at present. Geraldine will and the IFA and other farming groups will push for some amendments, but there also needs to be an urgency put to this as well, Martin?
Definitely, Gavin. This is something that we, as I said, we have lobbied in ICMSA for years. And I suppose politicians and I know that they're beginning to realise that this is facts and the farms are in danger of being sold because of this. So I think it needs to be brought into the new legislation needs to be put into place straight away, because I said there's people who need nursing homes and people gone into nursing homes and they need that to be put in place straight away. But we will have to keep lobbying to make sure that this is changed. As I said, over 3 years, you could be amounting up to nearly 200,000. So the people can't afford that kind of
money. And that's 1,500 a week, because the figure 12 to 1,500 a week that Aisling Meehan mentioned it a while ago, that's where you're getting that number from. Martin and Geraldine, appreciate your time both.